The Bloomington band Xeno Sound is running through its set list for an upcoming show at a local club.
Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check, 1, 2, check, 1, 2.
But it's 10 in the morning, not 2. The gig is going to be at an all-ages club. And right now, we're in the music room at a parochial school, where the 5 teenage members of the band are receiving instruction, sort of.
When you sing low and kind of like soft and tender, the part of you that sings loud and angry should learn from that part of you that sings low and tender. You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't always sing that. I love your, like, loud, angry voice. But there's some qualities of your voice. Like, you guys heard it. It was awesome, right? Like, especially that one low note strength. Oh, man, great. You have a beautiful voice. And sometimes when you sing up high, you don't open up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But you should. Anyway, well, I think you sounded great. You did. You sounded really, it's the best I heard you in a long time. It's the first time we've had the speakers in the right place, too.
That's Josh Grecken, the founder and director of Dr. Music's Little Band School, a music instruction program that offers kids age 4 through 18 the chance to learn how to play a variety of instruments in a rock band or jazz combo setting. The high school-level kids who make up Xeno Sound have spent 3 years working with Josh.
It's really like a kind of producer-band relationship, like the way, you know, George Martin would give ideas to the Beatles for, like, arrangements. He'll, like, point out in a certain section what one certain instrument can be doing differently to aid the song in a certain way.
Remember, it was like, how does the riff go?
Oh,
it went up at the end, remember, changed the last song?
Yeah, it's, like, dominant.
Oh, right.
I don't know, but you know what? I really miss the saxophone in this song. Which means a lot.
Yeah.
It means, first of all, that, like, that's a lot. And second of all, that you've done a good job writing for sax, because this is one of the first songs you've written with saxophone in mind, as opposed to, like, sort of adding in, like an extra picture on your wall.
After studying jazz trumpet at the Manhattan School of Music in the 90s, Josh was leading a hip-hop band and teaching music in an extracurricular New York City school program when he developed his teaching approach in private group lessons.
So I thought, well, maybe I'll teach 3 kids at a time and we'll do, like, piano, bass, and drums, like a jazz trio. And we tried it, and, like, immediately they were all amazing. These 3 kids all worked really well together, and they learned exactly as fast, definitely faster, than they would have learned if they had only been playing one instrument. Because they got, like, all the different parts of the songs, and if one kid could play the bass part, he would immediately teach the other kids, and I would show up to my music classroom, and those 3 kids would have broken in to get to the instruments so that they could teach each other the music, and they were all motivated, and it just immediately occurred to me that this was what I was going to do for a while.
The rabid enthusiasm the approach inspired in the New York kids shows up in their Bloomington counterparts. Xeno Sound keyboardist Brian O'Connor is one of Josh's teaching assistants in the elementary school band program.
As opposed to that image of the parents struggling, you know, practice your piano, it's like as soon as the kids come in, they run into the room and jump on the drums and start playing in it, and we have to be like, no, don't, like, stop, not yet. It's like the opposite. We have to keep them off the instruments until it's actually time to play.
Chris Parker is getting his fingers around the opening hook of Superstition. He likes Stevie Wonder, among others.
Yeah, all kinds of music. Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimi Hendrix, old 70s rock.
Chris has pretty mature taste for his age.
How old are you?
12.
You're 12. Wow.
Chris has been playing guitar for 2 years, both taking private lessons and jamming with a little band school.
You can switch instruments, and it's just cool knowing that everybody in the room knows how to play everything.
Chris is serious about pursuing music.
Yeah, definitely when I get older, I want to go to North and be in the jazz band there and see if my music career takes off.
And many of Josh's students are equally goal-oriented.
Our goal is to create awesome, serious musicians. But I don't think that when they first start, any of the kids have in their mind how successful they'll be as musicians. You know, I think that most of them inherently see it as something that's fun to learn. And for me, that's the only way to teach anything, you know. They just enjoy the process. And after a while, you can make that decision to be serious enough to be competitive, mm-hmm. or not. But the more you enjoy the process, the more you'll be able to be competitive later on without losing your mind.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.